Welcome to the Where Do Gays Retire podcast, where we help you in the LGBTQ plus community find a safe and affordable retirement place. Join Mark Goldstein as he interviews others who live in gay-friendly places around the globe. Learn about the climate, cost of living, healthcare, crime and safety, and more. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
We take our journey all the way to Pattaya, Thailand. And our guest, special guest, I should say, today is Tweed Harris. Tweed Harris is a 90-year-old gay male, retired actor, singer, and teacher, now a novelist and playwright. He was born in London, UK, and moved to Australia when he was 16. He published an autobiography in 2002. He's now living in Thailand with his Thai husband. This is an honor, Tweed. It's so nice to have you on the show. And we're going to take a deep dive and have some fun today.
Yeah,
so welcome.
I love it. I love it when people say, "It's so nice to have you." I love it.
Well, yes. It's so nice to have you. You'd like to be had, right?
Oh, yes. I love to be had. Yeah. Of course.
So we'll tell you a little bit about Pattaya. So as far as I understand, Tweed, the population is somewhere around 119,000. It is located on the Gulf Coast of Thailand, about 62 miles southeast of Bangkok. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
I would say what I've read is the cost of living is moderate, with accommodations being the most expensive aspect in living in Pattaya.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll get into everything else, the LGBTQ community, crime and safety and whatnot. But again, welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Tweed. You were living in Australia. And when did you move from Australia to Thailand?
Oh, there's a lot in between. I moved to many countries first. I was teaching in Singapore, Malaysia, China, Cambodia, Vietnam, Philippines. And then I had a previous husband, a most beautiful, gorgeous Chinese gentleman who I adored, but I lost him some years ago. And my auntie said to me, "But you're only into Asian men, aren't you?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Then piss off to Asia." So I took a 3-night trip to Bangkok. On the first night there, I accosted a young man and said, "Are you gay?" And he fortunately was. And I can't get rid of him now. I've been with him ever since. That's 11 years now.
Did you say you accosted him?
I did. I was 79 at the time, and I thought, I don't have any time to waste. So I saw this absolutely gorgeous man, and I went up to him. I said to my friend I was with, "I'm going up to him. If I pass him again, I'm going up to him." And sure enough, we passed him again. So I said, "I'm going to ask him straight out, is he gay? He will either say, piss off, punch me in the face, or just walk away." But he didn't. He just stood there. And I said, "Okay, that's my answer." A straight man would have reacted immediately.
Right.
So I said, "Come and have dinner with me." So he came and had dinner with me, and the rest is history.
Wow. Incredible. And you've been all over the world, it sounds like, pretty much.
I have, yes.
You're a very interesting man.
I've had men in many ports.
Oh, okay.
And that's all in my autobiography, which my mother, when she read it, said, you should have called it Search for a Dick. That wasn't my intention, but I just happened to mention in my autobiography, every country I went to, I did mention the size of men's attraction.
I see.
And to everybody's amazement, and it's absolutely true, in my autobiography, I state quite clearly, the biggest one I've ever seen and held and touched was on a Chinese policeman.
Interesting.
Especially since I'd already spent a few years in Africa, West Africa in particular, where they have some healthy young men.
You sure it wasn't the policeman's club?
Oh, no, no, definitely not, no.
All right.
But so, I felt so sorry for him because he always wanted to be top, and I said, there's no way, no way. You can never, with that, no one will be interested. I don't know whether he ever changed his mind. I lost track with him. I don't know what happened to him. But I hope he changed the bottom because he'd never be a successful top. Just no, impossible.
Oh, you're so funny. All right, so tell us geographically, where exactly is Pattaya located? I know I kind of went over.
Well, as you say, on the Gulf of Thailand, and we're in the kind of a nice, easy bus ride to Myanmar, to Laos, to Cambodia, to Malaysia. We're surrounded by all these lovely countries.
You said a bus ride?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just a short trip to these places.
Oh, nice, nice. So you're kind of centrally located to all of, to everything.
Yeah, it's lovely. Probably the most interesting neighbor is probably Cambodia, where they have a bigger They have as big a gay scene as we do here. I can't get my tongue around this LGBT any more than I can get my hand or my head around his, her, he, she, it.
Okay. So
I'm very old fashioned. Still stick to man, woman, and questionable.
Okay. That's fair enough. That is fair enough. So, you did in our last little chat. You mentioned Lady Man? Did you mention
Lady Boys?
Lady Boys. There you go.
I've got notes about that, but that played to when we talked about the gay scene. But
yes, yes. So, is Pattaya? Do you have like are you like surrounded by water? Do you have beaches?
Yes, yes.
And
we're not an island. We're on the sea.
Okay.
So it's a seaside resort. This is why, originally we lived in Bangkok. Then we came here for a short holiday. And I do love the beaches.
Yeah.
I love the beaches too, but not that doesn't make much good. But I love the beaches. So we moved down here.
That's wonderful.
In Bangkok, we moved here.
And how long have you been living in Pattaya?
I've been living in Thailand 11 years.
Thailand 11 years.
Ever since I met that gorgeous man, ever since I molested him in the shopping center. Yes. And in Pattaya, we've been here 8 years.
8 years, so that's pretty much almost the whole time. Mm. So tell us, is living in an LGBTQ like that important to you? What is it like
Absolutely.
In Pattaya?
Absolutely. I mean, the big my milestones in my life were first coming out to my family when I was 15 and everybody saying, fine, 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 who cares as long as you're happy. And then again, coming out the world in my autobiography. And so, yes, I'm proud that I'm not proud that I'm gay. I'm just gay and nothing I can do about it. I'm happy.
Right.
I'm happy.
And that's what counts.
No, I love living in the gay community. And getting back to Ladyboys, I absolutely adore them. They're so beautiful. And, you know, it's hard to imagine sometimes that these are men. They're not. They're real ladies. They look beautiful. I mean, okay, they're ladies with a small dick, maybe, although some of them do have quite big ones if they haven't been taking the hormones or whatever. Or they haven't had the snip and cut, whatever. But they're gorgeous creatures. I love them, and I love being friends with them. This has always been a problem with me. I mean, I'm such a bloody queen myself, but I really love the feminine boys. I do.
Yeah.
I think they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this might be a hidden sort of desire underneath me that maybe maybe if I was younger, I might have been one of them.
You never know.
The only time I've ever done drag is as an ugly sister in Cinderella and as Gertrude, Queen of Denmark in Hamlet. But apart from that, being in drag is not me. I love my men to look like men, and I'm hoping they like their men to look a bit like men.
Yeah, gotcha. So do you actually live in like a gayborhood type, like a gay neighborhood, or is it pretty much mixed?
Yeah, we do actually. Yeah, very close by us is sort of boys' town.
Okay.
Yeah, very close by, full of gay bars, and of course, and everything that goes with gay bars, which of course we have to accept is male prostitution. It's rife here.
Absolutely. Oh, really?
And apart from the Thai boys, lots of boys from Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar come here to ply their trade.
Yeah, I hear
which
you.
Which is fine, you know. Some people are happy with that, and
all right.
Why not? I mean,
whatever rocks your boat, or whatever.
I converted to Buddhism centuries ago now, long, long time ago, when I was quite young in Australia. I converted to Buddhism, and the main teaching of Buddhism is everybody finds their own path to happiness.
There you go. Yes.
And so I never judge people. Okay, they want to be like this. If they're happy, who the hell cares?
Right. And as long as they're not bothering you or they're not bothering anybody. So, it doesn't matter.
If they bother me, I'll just very pleasantly say, la, 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 and then move on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand there and say, I don't understand you, I don't like what you do. That's not my business.
Gotcha.
Not my business. They have there's a gorgeous ladyboy living here in the same condo that we live in. And every time I see her, I can't wait to hug her. And she's just so grateful that somebody else accepts her for what she is.
Yeah, that's very important.
As it should be. As it should be.
It should be. We're having a little issue here in the United States with, we don't call them ladyboys, we call them drag queens. But
And this nonsense about drag queens breeding children. What a load of bloody nonsense.
Bullshit, right?
Yeah. Well, I replied to a quote on social media some time ago when they were talking about drag queen, and I said, you know, to me it's a lot of he, she, it.
Mm-hmm.
With emphasis on shit.
Yeah, I mean, live and let live, you know?
I mean, as an actor, you should be able to, if the kids like Mother Goose stories from a man that's dressed like Mother Goose, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
It's absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
We're not saying to them, we want you to turn gay. We want you to become a drag queen. We want you to enjoy our stories. That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's nonsense.
Yes.
But, you know, somebody gets their bee in their bonnet and that's it.
That's exactly it. Yeah. It's all political.
And unfortunately, people listen to their bullshit.
Yeah. And believe it.
Trouble, yeah.
Yes. Mm. So how easy or difficult is it to meet others in Pattaya? Like if I were to come there, are people friendly?
Oh, absolutely. That is one thing. They really are friendly, right? Absolutely. And, okay, some people say to me, yes, because they want your money. They want you to be happy here and spend your money. That's okay. That's their motive. I'm fine. If I have money and I want to spend it, if I don't, I still enjoy their company.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it's so easy. Everybody here is very friendly.
So do you have...
At the moment, we're having problems because there's a big, big influx at the moment of Russians.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Russians trying to get out of Ukraine and Russia and coming here in absolute thousands.
Wow.
And they're having trouble acclimatizing. They're not that friendly. But that's the Russian culture.
But
they'll change once they're here. I go out of my way to talk to them when I meet them in the lift or anywhere. And I was like, are you Russian? And I start chatting with them and trying to make them understand, you know. You're in Thailand. You don't have to hide what you are or be afraid of what you are. I haven't yet met any Russian gays, but I'm led to believe that those who have had the experience believe they're quite lovely lovers.
There you go. So is speaking Thai a must, or is English spoken there?
No, you don't have to learn. You do not have to learn Thai. Absolutely not.
So it's English helpful. Is widely spoken.
Oh, English is spoken very well everywhere. I mean, you know, you've seen my darling. He speaks excellent English. It's helpful if you can. I mean,
of course, you're in a different country.
I had no problem learning Chinese or Malay, but I cannot learn. It's a difficult language to get your tongue around. And I've never had trouble getting my tongue around things usually.
I knew that was coming. So you don't need to speak Thai. Okay. So as far as currency, they have their own currency. Do they accept U.S. dollars?
No, baht is the currency, and it's about 29 baht to a U.S. dollar.
Okay,
gotcha. So you feel like a millionaire when you change your money.
Okay, so tell us, that'll segue into the next question. What's like the local economy like? What can you provide examples to the audiences of housing costs, either renting or owning?
Yeah, okay.
Electric bills, gas bills, water bills.
You can get anything from very, very cheap living to very expensive. Depends how much you can afford. But for the average, you can buy a reasonable condominium, like with two bedrooms and a living room, bathroom, everything, and with the adjoining sort of swimming pool, fitness center and everything. That would probably cost you about 2.5 million baht. I'm sorry, I can't translate into dollars.
Okay, you'll have I'll to have work to that, do that out on yourself. My own.
Yeah. Okay. 2.5 million baht. You know, I mean, like where we live, or you can rent. For example, in the condo where we live, you probably rent a one bedroom apartment, one bedroom, living room, kitchen, bathroom. Probably for about 10,000 baht a month.
So,
which is, and that includes your swimming pool, your fitness center, massage shops, hairdressing salons, manicure salons, everything, all in the same building. And food outlets. And of course, the big thing in Thailand is, of course, this thing called 7-Eleven.
Oh, really? 7-Eleven?
Oh.
From here, yes. The U.S.?
Yes.
7-Eleven?
Everywhere. Every corner has a 7-Eleven.
Wow.
So you can buy almost anything any time of the day.
So 10,000 bahts equal, like right now, close, it's $291 U.S. dollars. That's nothing. So that's like a one bedroom is like $300 rent. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. $300 a month.
I think somebody would live like a king that coming from the US.
I mean, I live on my pension, apart from a little bit of income I get from my books and my plays, but mostly I'd rely on my pension. And that covers everything here.
Yeah, I could imagine. And you said a million baht was like you could buy a condo, you said?
For a million. No, 2.5 million you can buy. A two and bedroom. A or you could probably buy a one bedroom for maybe 1.8 million, something like that. A little less than 2 million. That's here in Pattaya. If you go to Bangkok and the big cities, of course, you're looking at 3 million plus.
Okay, so
in the big cities.
So,
but in the rural area, I mean, on the other hand, you can rent a house. You can rent a house in a rural area. I mean, a nice house, big garden. You know, it's a three-bedroom house, probably maybe 5 or 6,000 baht.
So
if you don't mind living, living sort of away from everything.
Yeah, I just looked up 2 million baht. That's only $58,000 in U.S. dollars. That's really that's very cheap. That's, I mean, U.S. dollars. We're used to, you know, you buy a condo these days, it's going to cost you 400,000 U.S. dollars. You'd live like a king on that.
Well, I have to say I don't. I live like a queen.
Okay. I could understand.
And I'm quite happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not much happier than Camilla, I'm sure of that. Oh, God. They've got ladyboys here that were made a better queen than she is.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, some of those ladyboys, I'm sure. Yeah, they're definitely.
I sent you a picture of one, didn't I?
You did. And she was pretty nice.
They're gorgeous. They're absolutely beautiful, they are.
Yeah, she was very nice.
But apart from that, I mean, if you're not into ladyboys, if you're really into some gay boys, they're just so bloody handsome. They really are. I mean, you've seen my boy. I mean, he's 50 years old.
He doesn't.
I mean, he looks like he's 25 or something.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah, yeah. Because, of course, the big seller here in Thailand is all the cosmetics, and they're all called, you know, extra white now. They all want to go bloody white.
Why?
And the rest of us are on the bloody beach trying to go brown. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But again, it's back to the old thing, whatever makes you happy.
That's right. That's right. So what's your secret? You're 90 years old. Is it the way you eat?
Well, I'm sorry to upset a lot of people, but I don't drink and I don't smoke. They're important, I think, to tell. I go to the gym at least 3 times a week.
Look at you.
And I have lots of loving in my life, which is very important. And the big thing is that we deliberately do something stupid every day to make each other laugh.
Oh, so I love it.
Laughter is just so, I mean, I can't take life seriously. I don't want to.
Right.
I'm not going to.
I don't blame you at all. Laughing is very important.
Oh, absolutely.
So you even, made me laugh.
Even during sex, I might say.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You have to do some silly things now and again to make it a little bit giggly.
Okay.
It might slow things up for a little while, but
you always have
laughter
to have
before a... laughter before I orgasm is quite good.
Okay, I'll remember that. I have to remember that.
I told you about the lovely slogan I had for, did I? I'm not sure if I told you. I told another group that about gays. Gays have a best before date, but they do not have an expiry date.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because even if they have passed on, the memories of the love we had with them while they were here lives on, so they never expire. So I always say, have a best before date, but no expiry date.
I love that. That's so sweet.
Yeah, so do I. It's important.
Yes.
I mean, I remember with great affection men, I would say I made love to, I should say men who made love to me, when I was 15. And they've passed on, they've died, you know, but they live on in me. I even have a picture of one of them on the wall here. I mean, I always do that because the first man that ever made love to me was important to me.
There you go, yeah.
He taught me, you know, this is what you can do. This is how you can be happy. And like the other lovely thing is that an ex boyfriend of mine of many, many years came here to Thailand to visit my new boyfriend.
Okay.
And they became very good friends. I mean,
that's kind of weird.
I don't I no, it people say it's weird, but it's how it should be. If you love someone, truly love someone, you can't suddenly say, I don't love you anymore. It's impossible. It changes, that's all. Right. It doesn't stop, it changes.
There you go.
And I was so happy that they're friends.
They're friends. And you all remain friends.
Yeah. I felt so proud walking through Boys Town with my current lover on this arm and my ex-lover on that
one. And your ex. What's better than that?
Yeah. Beautiful.
It is. It is.
The guys would come up and say, oh, can I have one? I said, you can have that one. I've cast him off. You can have him. Leave this one alone.
So, Tweed, how about, like, cost of living? Like electric bills, water bills.
Very houses. Reasonable. You can actually live on, you can live on 200 baht a day. You know, if you don't go to bars, you don't spend your life drinking all the time, you don't go to the gay bars, you cook at home. My precious is an absolutely gorgeous cook.
That's what you said.
Really lovely Thai food, which I love.
Spicy. Spicy.
So, yeah. I like spicy food and spicy men. Yes, I do.
Me too.
And, that's the absolute bottom. I mean, if you've got 500 baht a day to spend, you can have a great time. Great time.
And 500 baht.
As I say, as long as you...
It's like $14.50 or $14.60. So we're talking $15, let's say, rounded up in U.S. dollars. That's nothing.
Even if Nut doesn't cook, and he's feeling lazy, he doesn't want to cook, we can go out. I can buy grilled fish and salad here for like 65 baht, which is like... less than $3 in...
Yeah, it's nothing. 65 is like $2. Really, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. $2 American, yeah, and you can have a really good meal.
Awesome. So,
if you want to start eating steaks every day, then of course...
It's going to cost more, of course.
Yeah, what about...
Tell us about the climate. Is it... hot and muggy, steamy, what's the weather like?
Oh, we have three seasons. We have three seasons. Hot and dry, hot and wet, hot and windy.
So all hot. All hot, just like you.
Oh, absolutely. All hot. Everything's hot, the weather and the men.
So you have air conditioning in your house, in your condo?
Yeah, it's all hot.
You have air conditioning?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do. And we keep it going quite a lot. I mean, I've got it on now, even at 7 o'clock in the morning. But that would probably cost us about, we pay about 1,000 baht a month for electricity.
Okay. And I'm just trying to figure out what that is real quick. That's $30. But does Pattaya have like an arts and culture scene?
Yes, they do. They have a very, very nice art scene. We actually formed a group here called the Pattaya Players, for which I was writer and director and sometimes actor. That folded because of COVID and hasn't reformed, but there's a very big interest here in theater and in classical music, definitely. Lots of lovely Thai classical musicians. A lot of interest in dance, of course, especially the Thai traditional dances, which are absolutely gorgeous to watch. I love watching them because I like to know, is that one a boy? Is that one a girl? That's an added kind of interest for me. But most people just look at it. I mean, because they're so pretty, the dances. And... many cabaret shows, of course, with beautiful male dancers dancing beautifully, backed by this incredible chorus of ladyboys.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous.
So this is like a theater production?
Yes, it's a big theater scene here.
Very good. How about...
Oh, yes, many of them. Many.
How about all like museums and stuff like that?
All competing with each other.
You have museums?
There are. I haven't been to them. The only one I've been to is... I have been to one called... Oh, I can't remember what it's called. It's a lovely art museum where it's interactive art. It's an incredible place.
Wow. Sounds incredible.
It's an art museum, but absolutely nothing I've seen anywhere in the world before. You sit in this chair and you become part of the picture.
Wow.
And you can climb mountains and ride in waterfalls.
Wow.
That's incredible. You take photos of this, of course.
Right.
It's all set up, but it's the interactive art museum. Beautiful it is. Absolutely beautiful.
Sounds wonderful.
In fact, I've just decided I need to go there again. It's so lovely. Another thing you mentioned here about you having is the cost of retirement here.
Yes.
And the visa.
Yeah.
Getting a retirement visa here, which is what I'm on, is very easy. It comes with the proviso that you don't work, that they want to keep the employment for any lazy tie that happens to want a job. But you have to have 800,000 baht in the bank. That kind of insurance against health, any major health issue you have, which I don't have, fortunately. But once that's there, it costs you about 1,000 baht a year to renew your visa. Dead easy.
So that in U.S., I'm calculating to be approximately $23,400. So you have to have that in the bank and that in the bank all the time, I guess.
You have to have it in the bank when you apply for your annual visa. But okay. As soon as you got your visa, you can take it out.
Okay.
But you've got to put it back again before your next visa, just to show them that you do have enough money to cover you in case of emergencies.
Right, right. They don't want you to be a burden on Thai government. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So
many people get into trouble here and then start all these bloody silly GoFundMe pages, which is nonsense.
So in your experience, is it easy or fairly easy to get a visa once you have those requirements?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely easy. Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very easy. I mean, many people come here on a tourist visa and then change to a long-term visa once they're here.
Right, like a retirement.
They sort of come and have a look around and decide they want to stay longer. They convert their visa.
Yeah.
Of course, for the absolutely rich buggers, you can pay thousands of baht for what is an elite visa, which allows you to stay here for 5 years.
Oh.
But I don't bother with that. It's about 50,000 baht or something. I thought, no, I pay 1,000 baht a year. That's enough for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go crazy.
It's like in Europe, they have the golden visa.
Just one other thing. Yeah. A couple of things you asked me to think about. Crime. There are no guns allowed in Thailand. Of course, you've always got the idiot that's got an illegal one.
Right.
But you can't buy guns legally in Thailand. There is crime, but it's usually resolved by either a fist fight or a stabbing. That's how they deal with it. And they're usually always about jealousy. Boyfriend jealous of his girlfriend going with another man or the other way around. Jealousy seems to be a big
one of the
big things. Thing here. I don't know.
Yeah, I would just stay out of people's...
But apart from that, crime is definitely no worse than anywhere else. Certainly not as far as guns are concerned. Transport is absolutely marvelous here. We have a system in Pattaya called the Songjiao, which probably easier to understand, but it's like a tuk-tuk, all right?
The bus, the tuk-tuk bus.
You know what tuk-tuk is?
It's that bus, right? That you go, you jump bus, on, jump off.
And 10 baht. Jump on, pay and press the button when you want to get off. There are no bus stops. Get in, wave it down when you want to get on, buzz when you want to get off, and pay 10 baht.
10 baht.
And you can go for miles.
That's
10
29, baht. That's 30 cents US. Nothing. Very inexpensive.
Yeah. Go anywhere you want. So the transport's very, very good here. There are trains, of course, in the main cities, but we don't have trains here in Pattaya. We do, but only goods trains, not passenger trains. Safety here is absolutely great, especially in the gay scene. There's never been much trouble in the gay scene with,
that's good,
with safety. Everybody accepts everybody. I mean, gay is just, especially with the ladyboys society, gay, being gay in Thailand is just, it's just second.
It's second nature.
Everybody. Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to hide it, you know. I mean, everybody in the continent where we live knows that Nut and I are a couple. And he gets up sometimes when people say to him, "Well, where's your husband?" Because he's one of these people that thinks husband means that I'm the man and he's the woman, you know. And he gets upset by that. I said, "That's not what husband means in Western culture. It just means a male partner."
Right.
And nobody cares who's sticking it to who. Nobody cares.
Right. How about is roads, gay marriage?
Roads are a
Is gay marriage
not
legal?
Not legal.
It's not
but
legal.
The new, not legal. No, no, no. But the new elected government, we just had elections, and there's a new government coming in, and they are pro gay marriage. So
okay.
Once they get in power, we're hoping they will change things. But they're still in the process of setting the new government up. They've only just finished elections.
Okay.
So they're going to do a lot of good things, I think.
Okay.
Including gay marriage, but not yet.
That's good. How about
road safety is a different thing. The drivers in Thailand are terrible.
Are they?
Man, accidents on the road are plenty.
Wow. Okay. So, not a good situation.
You have to be careful when driving.
Do you have to drive?
Be careful when walking, too.
Do you have to drive living there?
It's helpful. It's helpful. We drive once a week when we go shopping, that's all.
Okay. Is your, where you live, is it sort of walkable to everything? The market, the pharmacy, the doctor, is everything walkable?
Absolutely. Yes, 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 everything. Yeah, everything. Absolutely. Everything's close by.
That's great.
But when we want to go shopping for a lot, we take the car with us to the beach shopping centers because, of course, we've got the shopping to bring back.
Yes, that's understandable.
And, of course, you go to the big shopping centers, you get all the discounts and the bargains, you know.
If you were working, would you have to live close by to work or would you do a commute?
Not if you had a car or a motorbike.
Okay. A motorbike's big?
Many people do commute to... Oh, hundreds and thousands of them.
Oh, really?
Too many. But the problem there is there's no policing of licensing. So anybody can rent a bike. Anybody can ride a motorbike. No license. Oh, wow. And even underage, they don't care. Everybody's on motorbikes. That's the danger.
That's dangerous.
But never mind. We kill about 40 of them a day. We kill about 40 per day.
Oh, is that all?
We do.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, there's about 40 every day die on motorbike accidents.
Wow.
They do.
That is a lot. That's a big... Okay, you told us about the crime. Guns are illegal, so that's good. How about health care? What's the health care like?
Health care for the Thai, of course, it's absolutely marvelous. They don't pay anything at all. But for the foreigner living here, it can be expensive. But, I mean, I cheat. I go to the local hospital with my boyfriend, and he does everything for me, and I pay about 500 baht for a doctor consultation.
Wow. That's great. Great deal. So do you have do you have private insurance companies that if I were to be an expat and come to Thailand, would I have to purchase private insurance, and could I purchase private insurance?
You can purchase it. It can be expensive. From what I've read on social media, many people find it easier to take insurance out in your own country and bring it and rely on that. It's cheaper to take insurance out in your own country.
Okay.
It's very expensive here.
Some health insurance.
Private insurance.
Some health insurance, like in the U.S., won't let, if you live, if you're a permanent resident in another country, they won't let you take your insurance with you. So, okay.
Yes, it can be expensive here.
What are the hospitals like?
The hospitals, everything from really, I mean, they're all very good. I mean, there are excellent doctors here, but hospitals tend to be a bit like all other businesses here. If they can get the extra penny out of you, they will. For example, I went to hospital here on one occasion, and they gave me to have a skin cancer removed. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a bill for 8,000 baht. Now, I thought, that's a little bit pricey. So I said, can I have a breakdown of that, please? Give me the breakdown cost. And it turned out when they broke down the cost, it was about 4,500. They do try to get more money out of you if you're a foreigner.
Yeah. I've heard those things that
the general attitude here is that if you're a white man, you're extra rich. That's what they think.
I understand. So they try to get the most money out of you. Okay.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yes.
You can't blame them. I mean, the people here are very, very poor selves. So you can't blame them. It's their culture. Like, I went to the temple and my boyfriend bought a bottle of water for 10 baht. A bit later on, we wanted another bottle of water, so I went to buy it. The same bottle of water was 20 baht.
Well, because you're a white man.
That's the way life is.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to the... Even these shows I mentioned earlier, the Ladyboy shows we go and see, the cabarets, for me, it's 1,200 baht to go in for a two-hour show. For nuts, it's 300 baht.
Oh, wow.
Dual pricing for Thai and foreigner is common here, very common.
Wow. Price gouging.
So if you want sex, make sure you get a Thai boy and not a foreigner.
All right. So
life is pretty good, I mean.
It is. It sounds it. So what do you wish that you had in Pattaya that you don't have that you might have had elsewhere? You miss anything?
A bigger, thriving theater scene.
Okay.
Theater scene.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing I loved about New York was Times Square and all the theaters.
Oh, yes.
I missed the theater scene.
I told you I'm from New
York.
Same
in Australia. I had such a lovely theater scene. Yes, yes. And you can't, I mean, the only thing you've got here are the cabarets and the ladyboy shows, which, of course, all make money here. But there was, right next door to where we live, there is a huge theater which had a magnificent show. But they closed to COVID and they've never reopened.
Oh,
it's very sad.
That's a shame. That's a shame. If you went into Bangkok,
that's the only thing. The only thing I'm.
If you went into Bangkok,
yes, a lot more happening there. Yes,
you can go.
There's
to
a very
see the theater.
Yes, very big and very thriving theater scene in Bangkok, both professional and amateur. Brilliant.
Okay.
Many, many theater scenes in Bangkok.
Awesome.
They're not here in Pattaya.
Okay.
As much as I miss the theater, I have everything I need here to be happy. Everything I need.
And happiness is what counts. So happiness counts for a lot. So, yeah.
It's what's keeping me going. Okay. I've got here everything to be up and running, but I'm more running than up these days at 90. Not so much up, more running.
I could imagine. I could imagine. Hey, I'm 65, so I'm kind of like, I understand. I totally understand. Oh, you're a riot.
No, you don't understand. No, you don't understand.
Well, I will.
Yeah. Now, I've just written a lovely poem about this. I'll send it to you. I've written a lovely poem about getting old.
Yes, I'd like to. I'd like to read it.
It's one of the things. One of the lines in my poem is, "People told me about Viagra, but it doesn't make everything hard."
let's ask: are there any cons of living in Pattaya?
For me, no, but I'm a very simple queen. I don't need much to make me happy. I've got a gorgeous man. I have a beautiful home. I've got my health. Okay, my dick's completely defunct now. It's a waste of bloody time. It's just decoration. But thank God my bum's still working.
So decoration.
And I said I don't smoke, but I have to confess I do smoke dick. Quite often. And that's to keep me going. If you want too much in life, you're going to be disappointed.
Right.
Just keep your wants, you know, reasonable.
To a minimum. Right.
I don't want much in life. If my mother was here, she'd be proud to meet him.
Yes.
Know that I'm in good hands.
That's great.
And parts of him are often in my good hands, too.
And you look great. 90 years old, you're looking good.
I feel great.
You handsome devil, you.
I feel good. Oh, thank you so much. I quite like that. Another man on social media messaged me yesterday and said, "You're very pretty for a 90-year-old. And I wrote back, "Sorry, I don't like, pretty is not me.
No, handsome.
Pretty is not me. Pretty awful, but not pretty. I'll accept handsome.
Okay.
But I'm reasonable looking for a 90-year-old queen. That's the main thing.
You are, very much.
And so. I'm happy as anything I am.
That's the best.
So we have. You have to be careful. You have to be a little bit careful here if you're the sort of person that likes to go around and show off their jewelry and their gold necklaces. Be careful. Robberies happen a lot here.
Okay. I will.
But,
I will.
You know, yeah. Be very careful.
Yeah.
I've got lovely gold chains, but I never wear them. Never wear them when going out in public.
No, leave them at home. You're only asking for trouble.
Everything. There are no... The only con here is I can't do what I used to do anymore.
Okay.
And yeah, he wouldn't let me. Right. He wouldn't let me do it anyway.
Oh, that's fine.
When we do go out together, like when we do go out together, like down the beach or anywhere, if we go out maybe for a quiet drink, he has a drink and I have my lemonade. We do flirt. We do flirt with the other boys.
But that's nothing wrong with flirting.
They know as well as we do. They know we're a partnership, and they know that they're not going to get anywhere, and we know that we're not going to go and get anywhere. So we just enjoy the flirting.
That's fine.
That's it.
It's fun.
You can still flirt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is fun. Yeah.
No. So I was going to say, in wrapping up, what would you say to our audience if they're thinking of relocating to Pattaya?
Come and give us a try. Because, I mean, it's the only way you'll find that. You have to find out for yourself. I can tell you all the lovely things that happened to me, but you're a different person. You might want more or less out of life than I do. So it might not be for you. It's not for everybody, but if you're happy to live in an Asian country, especially if you're turned on by Asian men, for God's sake, come here and try it. You'll never know. And you can get, you know, short-term visas that you have a chance to look around, taste everything, taste as many as you can, and then make up your own mind.
That sounds good, yeah.
Find your own path to happiness. That's it.
Taste everything that you can. Sounds good.
And it's easy to be happy here. Yeah. It's easier to be happy here on less money. That's the big thing.
Yes. It's very inexpensive, especially coming from places like the U.S. Absolutely. So that's that's a big draw.
Yeah.
And as far as being healthy, I guess you could, yes.
I was about to say, are there any cons? There is one big con. Yeah. We have a man here in government called Prayut, and he's like the Thailand version of Trump.
Ugh.
He won't give up. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants him, but we can't bloody get rid of him. We just can't get rid of him. He's a pain in the bloody ass, and not in a nice way.
Yeah. Well, I hope someday you do get rid of him, just like we get rid of you-know-who. So, but anyway, is there...
Yeah.
So, Tweed, is there any place that we can get your autobiography?
I don't know if there's any... Possibly on Amazon...
Okay.
Amazon used to have some. And I have heard of people who have found it on, you know, occasionally in bookshops, or they've found a few copies. One friend of mine found 10 copies and I bought them straight away. And then I've given them away to friends here. But you could try Amazon.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll send you a link to my book publishers.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
But no, there aren't many copies left. The first print sold out, and then the printer went bankrupt.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I haven't been able to get another. No. Anyway, maybe it's time I updated it. I mean, 2002, there's a lot happened in between then and now.
Yes, there has.
And maybe I should write a sequel.
That sounds good. Sounds good to me. Well, thank you so
much. 10 years.
Yes.
Oh, no, the next 20 years.
That's right. Well, Tweed, thank you so much for
being
a part of the podcast. So we're going to wrap up.
I want to
thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you so much. And we'll talk soon, okay? All right. Thank you, Tweed.
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless
Bye-bye.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Where Do Gays Retire podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast and consider making a donation by clicking the coffee cup on any page at www.wheredogaysretire.com. Each cup of coffee that you buy costs $5 and goes towards helping us continue the podcast. Thank you for your continued support.